第二篇，英汉口译。
Passage 2, English Chinese Interpretation.
口译实践。
Text interpreting. Listen to the recording and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure this morning to outline the most important instruments of modern American foreign policy, namely diplomacy, the United Nations, the international monetary structure, economic aid, collective security, and military deterrence.An understanding of these instruments, I believe, will help you further understand the conduct of American foreign policy. The utmost purpose of American foreign policy is to defend national sovereignty and national interests. In light of the history and development of American values, diplomacy has been regarded as the most important instrument to which all other instruments must be subordinated.Its purpose is to promote national values or interests by peaceful means. However, diplomacy, by its very nature, is often overshadowed by spectacular international events, dramatic initiatives, and meetings among heads of state. Worse still, traditional American distrust of diplomacy continues today, albeit in weaker form.Impatience with, or downright distrust of diplomacy has been built not only into all the other instruments of foreign policy, but also into the modern presidential system itself. Due to the time limit, I'm not going to talk about this problem in any extensive way. The utility of the United Nations to the United States as an instrument of foreign policy can too easily be underestimated.Over the years since its founding in 1945, the United Nations has been more or less a servant of American interests. The most spectacular examples were the official UN authorization and sponsorship of intervention in the troubled spots of the world with an international peacekeeping force. Consider this fact. The United States provides an average quarter of the UN budget.Many Americans feel the United Nations does not give good value for the investment. But any evaluation of the United Nations must take into account the purpose for which the United States sought to create it: power without diplomacy. In many cases, a victory of the United Nations is a victory of the United States. In recent years, however,With the growing position of China and some other countries in international diplomacy, the United States can no longer control UN decisions as it did before. But the United Nations will continue to function as a useful instrument of American foreign policy. The World Bank was set up to finance long-term capital.Leading nations took on the obligation of contributing funds to enable the World Bank to make loans to capital-hungry countries. The U.S. quota has been about one-third of the total. The IMF, the International Monetary Fund, was set up to provide for the short-term flow of money and lend dollars to needy member countries to help them overcome temporary trade deficits.The United States also has a big role in financing the IMF. American commitment to rebuilding war-torn countries came as early as its commitment to the post-war international monetary structure. Enacting American foreign aid constitutes part of the American foreign policy. During the last 50 years,The geographic emphasis of American economic aid shifted from assisting the reconstruction and recovery of Western Europe to Southeast Asia, and then to what became known as the Third World. Many critics have argued that foreign aid is really aid for the minority political and economic elites, not for the people.A much more important critique is that American foreign economic assistance has failed to contribute fully to American interests because its administration is often put outside the State Department. The United States gives great importance to regional collective security agreements. This country has entered a number of collective security treaties, both multilateral and bilateral. A typical example is the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO. Americans realize that the United States cannot meet its world obligation through the United Nations and economic structures alone. There is a need for military alliance with other countries for national and world security. Consequently, the United States has consistently devoted at least 6% of its gross national product to defense. Military deterrence was a product of U.S.-Soviet confrontation since the end of World War II, when the traditional American strategy of demobilization in peace and remobilization in war was broken. However, the size of the defense budget has not been central to the consideration of deterrence as an instrument of foreign policy. What is important is the advanced military technology, which is regarded by most congressmen as the primary deterrence in the world. Although Republicans and Democrats look at the world somewhat differently, and although each president has tried to impose a distinctive flavor of his own on foreign policy, they have all made use of these basic instruments. They all understand that power plus diplomacy is the best solution to the problem of controlling conflict among the distrustful nations of the world. Thank you.